Zoom in with me now on a face, a Hollywood face, one of those faces you know, but you just can't quite place. It's the face of Lupe Ontiveros, the latest subject of our series, Immigrants' Children. She was born in El Paso to parents who moved there from Mexico. And as NPR's Allison Bryce reports, she's built a showbiz career on a limited choice of roles.
You may not recognize the name Lupe Ontiveros, but she claims that she's been a maid over 150 times, including on the sitcom Reba.
Well, thank you very much, Penny, but Van can take over from here.
You want me to leave?
Oh, yes, take the rest of the day off with pay.
I love to, but I don't work for you.
She was also a maid in As Good As It Gets, Charlie's Angels, and Who's the Boss?
You got maids and you got maids. You got maids that have longevity beyond what you ever conceived of in your wildest dreams. I'll give you an example. Goonies, Rosalita.
Boys, this is Rosalita. Rosalita's going to help us with the packing just until my arm is better.
Hola, hola.
Boys, Rosalita doesn't speak a word of English, and I know some of you have taken some Spanish in school.
Those that got hooked on to Goonies, oh my gosh, I'm a heroine to them.
Ontiveros says she gets so many immigrant parts because of her indigenous looks, but she has mixed feelings about playing characters that reinforce the Latina stereotype. When she goes to auditions, she knows what to do to get the part.
You say, you want an accent? Oh, yeah, well, we prefer for you to have an accent. And the thicker and more waddly it is, the more they like it. And this is what I'm against, really, truly.
In 1983, she broke out of the maid role and starred in what she calls the godfather of immigration films, El Norte.
It was depicting a beautiful storyline of those two young kids with all of its shortcomings and its horrors.
Ontiveros plays an illegal immigrant working in a sewing factory who takes a young girl under her wing. When the young girl gets sick, Ontiveros' character searches for the girl's brother and pleads with him to come visit his dying sister.
Escucha, Enrique, se puede morir. ¿Qué no me estás oyendo?
Déjame solo. Déjame.
Está bien. Rosa se puede morir.
After filming El Norte, Ontiveros played more maid parts. She said the work got predictable, taking on roles who were named Rosalita, Camilla, and Margarita. But in 2000, Ontiveros' career took another turn. Director Miguel Arteta handed her a script for the movie Chuck and Buck. It was a part written for a white woman.
He said, look at the part of Beverly. I said, Beverly? You said Beverly? Her name is Beverly? And I said, I'll do it. I don't care what the script is about because her name is Beverly. It wasn't Maria Guadalupe Conchita Esperanza, this Latino stereotype.
It was so lovely to get that phone call from her where she said, Miguel, this is what I've been waiting for.
Arteta cast Ontiveros to star alongside Mike White. Ontiveros plays a first-time theater director, casting White's first play.
Well, now all we have left to do is decide on Hank. And I think it's pretty obvious who we should go with.
No, I like this guy.
You're kidding, right? He was the worst thing we saw today. He can't act.
I thought he was all right.
Buck, no. He can't act at all. I mean, no. He is a moron.
Years later, White wrote a TV drama called Pasadena and couldn't decide whether to call Ontiveros for the maid character, knowing how she feels about playing maids.
I didn't ask her to do the part in the pilot, and I ran into her, and she was ticked off at me for not offering her the part. And I was like, you know, Lupe, of course I would want to work with you again. I think you're a genius. But I just, you know, it's like I felt after all of the conversations that we'd had on the set of Chuck and Buck, you wouldn't want to be offered a part of a maid. And she's like, I want to work.
I long to play a judge. I long to play a lesbian woman. I long to play a councilman, somebody with some chutzpah.
Ontiveros says that the younger generation of Latina actresses have different choices than she did. Women such as Jennifer Lopez, Selma Hayek, and Ugly Betty star America Ferrera.
She probably has already formulated the kinds of roles she will or will not accept. She doesn't have to sacrifice her identity, her culture, her dignity to become a star.
You'll be able to see Ontiveros as a wealthy grandma without an accent in the upcoming TV show, Reaper. Allison Bryce, NPR News.